This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Super excited to have them back on the show because what they do matters, I think, in the world, and especially if you're a consumer, you probably want to use their products. We're talking about no other than Strikeforce Technologies. They can trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today to talk about his company and bring us up to speed is the CEO and chairman of it, Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it.
You know, your flagship product is the keystroke encryption, and a lot of sales are probably through Asia. That being said, how are the revenues progressing with your company?
Well, the good news is they're progressing well. You know, we did do this one deal with DSS. We did do a PR on it, so I can say that. And we definitely, you know, a deal with DSS, which is a U.S. company, for Asia, China. And it includes actually China, Singapore, Japan, South Korea. It's a large deal, and right now we're concentrating on South Korea, and we're actually working very hard on getting the keyboards done, which is what we have to be developing, and the languages. The products, of course, done already, but getting the keyboards and the languages are important because this is a mobile. This is for mobile trust and for guarded ID. So this is a big product. Project and it is worth a lot of money. So we'll probably finish it off maybe by August 1, something like that, give or take a month. But definitely we already have enough revenues coming into the coffers that were greater than last year, all of last year. So we feel it's a good deal. And then at that point, we will grow in revenues once we start selling it further. So we think that's a great opportunity for us.
My memory serves me right, I believe last quarter you guys did about $130,000 in revenue. Is that correct?
That's about right.
That being said, is there any PRs about to be presented of what you guys are doing and what markets you're about to penetrate?
Well, again, we did a PR on DSS. We did a PR on what we did. I'm not sure we said exactly DSS, but it was a big PR, and we didn't give the exact numbers because we can't show the exact numbers yet. But I already gave you a clue of what that they're going to be greater and bigger in the second quarter as well. And we are, and the problem is going to be, though, that even though they're showing bigger numbers, you know, again, we don't get the money right away, right? We're a couple months out. We're doing this through a channel partner. So the channel partner gets the money. Then they give us the money. This is like 30-day delays each time. So we're a couple months down before we start getting some of the money. So we just recently did a authorized increase because, again, we have to have the money in order to survive well, and that money won't be coming in probably till the fall of this year starting to come in. So we'll probably need some money, and the authorized has to go up because, you know, we have a large reserve, and every time somebody lends us money, they do a lot on the reserve, which, of course, never hits the outstanding. And the outstanding is what drives the stock price and what drives the company. So I just thought I'd mention that as well.
Being in the industry that you're in, Mark, what are some of the biggest obstacles that your company has to overcome on a day-to-day or a monthly basis?
Wow. Do we have an hour? There are tons of obstacles. And besides phone calls and emails that I dealt with most of this morning, and people complaining and giving me comments and all that stuff, because we capture all of our emails and hangouts and all those features, and we respond to almost everybody. Keeps me very, very busy, and phone calls as well, and emails, as I said. But besides that, I just wanted to add also, I did say we're going to put out a PR. We still will. That was not the announcement. That was not a PR we put out on the pre-authorized. That was just something we did quickly. Really does not have much of an effect on the company at all. But we are doing a PR on another major deal in the hotel business. Again, we'll have more specifics probably in about a week or 2 weeks, and that will be a great deal and a great hotel name, and we will be selling GuardID and Mobile Trust to, you know, either one, and we see that growing rapidly. That'll start out, obviously, those who will buy it will know about it, but we're talking about daily versus yearly versus monthly. It's a very, very big deal, we feel, and it could lead to a lot of money, but we don't know. It may not, but it should, and we'll have a PR on that in the next couple of weeks.
For my listeners that are really not up on your technology, that being of Strikeforce Technologies, in 30 seconds or 60 seconds elevator pitch, what makes your product so special, and maybe tell them a little bit about the one-time password.
Yeah, well, again, this is a guarded ID and mobile trust. Guarded ID is for the computers, mobile trust is for the iPhones and Androids. It actually gives, we give you an encrypted keyboard, so everything you type into your phone is encrypted, and therefore it stops key logging. There's key logging going on now on all phones, all computers. It's a huge, huge business for hacking. It's tremendous what's going on there. It's the number one issue in the marketplace, and we're talking about billions and trillions. We stopped that, not 100%, but pretty much 96%, and it's a large number. And anything with that stops. Now, in the mobile trust application, again, we do a lot of other things besides that. You know, we also allow you to bypass the phone itself in terms of the operating system. So you really have a very small chance of ever getting hacked and bothered. It's a huge opportunity, and we have tons and tons of people out there using it and buying it. You can buy it on our website, blocksafetech.com, or strikeforcetech.com, and it's a big, big sale. We also have, besides GuardID, which is on the computers, and Mobile Trust, which is on the phones, we also have another product that we didn't mention. It's called ProtectID, which works, again, on Mobile Trust and GuardID works on, you know, keystroke encryption. GuardID works on out-of-band. So, for instance, ProtectID works on out-of-band, and out-of-band is selling to the market, but not to the individuals. It sells to companies. And that's gone out to quite a number of companies that allows you, so when you're signing in to log into any one of these companies, you're actually doing an out-of-band authentication, so it's being done in a way that doesn't get stolen as well, and that's a huge opportunity, and that's being used very widely now by many, many banks and companies.
My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the CEO and chairman of Strikeforce Technologies. You can find their company located on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, before I let you go, give me maybe an outlook for the full year, and also what you would want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview.
Well, the main thing is we are growing. The revenues are increasing. The next Q will be larger. The one after that may be about the same, but then the one after that will be much larger as our revenues start coming in. Ignore the authorized because it's really not too big a deal. It doesn't have much of a statement on the outstanding, and we are definitely growing, and we'll have another deal most likely closing in the near term as well. And these deals were out there for the past 3 years that I've been sort of trying not to talk too much about. So we see some large opportunities going forward for the company, and we're working very hard on getting them done.
For my listeners, if you're looking for maybe to take a position in a cyber technology security software company, take a look at Strikeforce Technology. Again, their ticker symbol is SFOR. You can also go to their website, learn more about their company at strikeforcetech.com. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's a great pleasure to have you on here, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stockday encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.